Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reese, mayor of the city of Pensacola, joins us now. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Good to have you. So let's start with this, the skate park plan. You know, I've talked about this many times. By the way, I really appreciate it, and I said so on the air a few minutes ago, that I like what you said yesterday, that you have a plan you're working on, but you don't want to announce it and implement it unless you're ready to enforce it. Bravo, sir. Spoken like a good parent, right? You know, but it sounds like you like the 10 p.m. time frame.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, kind of a fool me once scenario. What's the use of continuing to make rules, which really finds us where we are now, you know, with to make rules that we can't enforce. And so, as you can imagine, very spirited critiques of whatever plan we put forward, one way or the other. You know, it's either open too late, it's not open late enough, why not let it be 24 hours? Why not, you know, just, it's already working fine. Well, yeah, we've got liability issues. We've got other things as well. So this is a pretty complex one and probably a good lesson in exactly why we need to do what you just said, which is when we have rules and, you know, if we're going to put rules up, we got to make sure that we've got the infrastructure to enforce whatever they are. So I don't want to make that mistake again. You know, that we're going to get that, you know, if we say we're going to close at 10, the lights go off at 10:15. Do we have, you know, an off duty there for a little bit of time at 10 o'clock? You know, we've got to figure out all of that stuff. So I kind of wanted to indicate where we were going, but you know, still more to come, you know, on making sure that we can get it done.
Very good. And I know you've talked several times about the idea of some kind of a private operator who would be able to work with maybe lessons or events or something else there. It sounds more now like you're talking about, you know, some kind of a security guard or something like that, or a patrol officer or something like that in the after hours. Nobody's proposing putting a fence around it, even though it's very common to have these areas fenced off around the country at other skate parks, right?
Yeah, and look, it's the same thing. That's what makes this I try to keep all of this in context and realize that the reason we're talking about these things and that every nuance change affects people in one way or the other is because we have such demand. So
right.
I try to not lose sight and lose
good
perspective
problems.
That it is a good thing. Yeah, a lot of people care about this park and use it as opposed to no one using it, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to you know, we want to do what's best for everybody, certainly enhance that park the way that we can, secure it the way that we can, and let everybody enjoy it, you know. So, same thing. More to come on the long term of operation. And even in that time, during that process of potentially doing that, we're going to learn a lot more, you know, about usage and everything as well.
You know, you made a comment yesterday in your press conference. You were talking about, and this is, again, something you and I have talked about quite a bit, is looking at the city as a business and therefore understanding that, hey, it's great to have 90-plus parks. It's not great to have to maintain 90-plus parks. you know, so everything that we love having, whether it's the Memorial to the Missing Children downtown or whatever, requires upkeep and really getting a grip on what is that cost of upkeep, including everything from the Malcolm Young Gym and just, you know, across the board. That said, I have seen something that my wife and I were in Destin last weekend, and we came across something that I had not seen before, but I absolutely love. They have the Destin Elementary School is co-located with an athletic field park that is open to the public, and the sign specifically says whenever kids aren't in attendance at the school. And I have always thought that there's a massive amount of public amenity available in school playgrounds that we used to play at as kids until they decided to put fences up around all of them and then lock us out when the kids aren't in school. Is there anything, maybe just to kind of put it on your radar as an idea, that we can talk with the school board and at least in the city, maybe, if not in the county, get access to public school, you know, parks and activity spaces for the public as an alternative or a supplement to, because we spend like $300,000 on a play structure, they've already got them, you know, that kind of thing. That's where my head's at. What do you think about that as a possibility?
Yeah, no, I think that's a very, you know, obviously we'd have to dig in there, but, you know, certainly that makes a lot of synergistic sense, no question about that. You know, now I would venture to guess the coverage and acreage of parks that we have within our 39 square miles. I could see Destin having a much greater need, you know, for that synergy than we do. Not that we should be against it, but between 94 parks and 72 playgrounds, to your point. But that's something I've talked about since I was campaigning is, you know, the average city our size has 17 playgrounds. We have 72.
Yeah.
And what that means is we're replacing 8 or 9 of these, you know, are in process every year at a large number. So we're trying to even get, you know, smarter about maybe we don't have to do the $300,000 item. Maybe we can do a cool $50,000 item,
right,
and start to give these individual parks some personality. So I would say, like, you, it would have to be intentional, because I don't know that the need for the acreage isn't there probably the way in the way that it is in Destin. But,
well, I think
yeah,
not,
I mean,
so much. I love that.
Not?
I love that thought. Really. I'm thinking less so in terms of acreage, because for the city, like you say, we always have we already have a massive amount. It's more for things like,
right,
you know, they have tennis courts, and tennis courts can be scarce.
Right.
You know, that kind,
right,
of thing.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I certainly would take that partnership with the school district. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you know, one of those things that if we could, if everyone was amicable to doing it would certainly make sense.
Great. And I'm going to talk about this with the county too. It just seems like, I mean, seriously, like, for years I have wanted this to be the case. And when I discovered, I just kind of assumed that there was some kind of legal requirement or something that made it hard to do. And when I find in Destin they're doing it, I'm like, oh, well, if it can be done, let's start talking about this. On Monday, you had the agenda review for the city council meeting. Tomorrow, a lot of items related to the airport on there. Of course, the airport making a lot of news recently. And you had a good presentation by Matt Coughlin, the airport director, about the electrical issues at the airport. You know, growth is good. The problem is we have too many people want to use it. And even when, you know, we were down for the evenings, you know, we still only had 7 flights canceled. That's a good note about that. My question about the electrical stuff is, was anybody disciplined or suspended over the electrical fire / handling of this incident?
The last update I had from a couple days ago, that it was someone was put on leave. I can't speak to, you know, we typically don't speak to, you know, employment things that, you know, disciplinary issues. So I can't tell you whether it was directly affected by this. You know, that would be a question for Matt. But
okay.
All I can tell you is I can confirm to you that someone had been put on leave. Now,
okay,
whether that's tied specifically to this issue or something completely different, I just don't know the answer to that.
Well, and that's fair. And, you know, I'll ask Matt, but I thought I'd start with you. But the other kind of the corollary to that is, I think some people read this story and thought, well, okay, if it was a lightning strike, we can sort of understand why that might be. But Matt seemed to indicate they weren't sure the cause. And of course, you start to wonder, well, was it deferred maintenance? Was there some kind of an inspection scenario that didn't get set? You know, those kinds of questions, given the significance of the electrical system running the lights for the airport. You know, that's kind of where my head was at.
Yeah. Well, what I can speak to, I can't speak to the staffing situation, but what I can speak to is that, you know, your information is correct, that we do not have the guaranteed answer yet on. I mean, it's going to take some investigation for us to figure out exactly what the cause was, whether it was, you know, a lightning strike, which, again, you may have seen, it was something that happened in recent days, that we had taken some other little damage even to concrete out there because of some lightning strikes. So that's certainly possible. There's other scenarios possible. So at this point, we don't have a clear answer that we can get behind at this point of exactly what the cause was.
How close are we to having an official announcement about the street sweepers, sir?
Yeah.
We're very close. I would just say I've
close, like 7:49 on a Wednesday close?
What I'd say is, you know, if I still have any remnants of a marketer in me, I have been looking at some potential renderings.
All right. So this is a, you know, but you're not telling until you can show and tell and not just tell. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll say it's not wrong.
All right. Fair enough. I'll take it. I'll allow you your moment. That's fine. No big deal. And also got another good news note is we're opening up the Marina Community Maritime Park. What, tomorrow, right?
That's right. Yeah. So the marina will be open. Your boat can park there first thing 6 a.m. tomorrow, but the ribbon cutting event will be at 3:00. So very, very excited about that. And it opens up our waterfront. We talk about wanting increased access and to activate our waterfront. This is a really big step in that direction.
Yeah. And I like the idea that it's going to be kept open late, like for Wahoo's games or whatever. Can't be overnight because of the Army Corps and the permitting. So appreciate all of that. That's all good news. Last one, just a quick note, because I haven't asked you in a while, but We still like the Wayside Park, the Pensacola side of Wayside Park, mm-hmm. where you've got the Welcome Center, Visitor Center. As I keep getting told, we just keep waiting on FEMA. Are we still, is that where we're at?
Yeah, that is where we're at. We've started to, you know, obviously time, we're starting to talk about 3 years of time. We're starting to look at all of what our options are going to be moving forward. You know, we can't, we've had conversations about this recently. We can't wait around forever and hope on, you know, $1.5 billion reimbursement ish. And so, you know, we've got to start working on this being something that we take on our own. Is this something that had Skanska involved in it potentially? That's something we're looking at. I know we've had a meeting with them just about Wayside Park and their use of it during the 3 mile bridge construction. So, yeah, it's a complex one to say the least. Just rest assured, we are not just going to wait years and years and years of time and do nothing there. We're going to reach some point of no return where we're going to just have to start, you know, making the improvements that the citizens would expect. So, so we're trying to kind of play both of those right now and figure out what the right one is for the city.
And for people who might not know, it's like the whole problem with FEMA reimbursed funding is you have to. They have to give it. You can't just like start and do repairs and then come along later. It just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. We always like to end with a lightning round. So first question for you in the lightning round, how do you cut a watermelon?
In half first, and then halves again. And then, yeah, I would say the half moon slices. That's the way I do it.
So basically half, probably into eight sections and then into actual slice. Or do you do half? You said half moons. Okay, that's a little bit bigger. I gotcha.
Yeah, I just need to invent the thing where when you cut a watermelon, everything juice didn't go everywhere. I don't know. There's got to be some kind
that's
of
that's always the problem. That's right. Yeah. When bicycling, do you wear a bike helmet?
Ooh, I'm supposed to say yes to this. I would say it really does depend on where I'm going.
Okay.
Most of mine is like neighborhood. So, kids, if you're listening, definitely wear your helmet. But I mean, every now and then, if I'm just going around the block.
When you do wear it, do you still look good in it?
No. And maybe that's part of the problem.
Nobody looks good in a bike helmet. That's just true. And I will say I don't wear one either. We bike all the time and I don't wear one. But, you know, anyway. And then the last one is if you had to save the only movies you're ever allowed to watch for the rest of your life are movies featuring a particular actor or actress, whose sort of, you know, filmography do you save and watch again and again and again?
I don't get to watch as many movies anymore. Maybe this is harkening back an old time, but all Will Ferrell movies. Pretty hard to go wrong.
All right. Respect for the comedy library. I got you.
Hey, did we just become best friends?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Deep, rich, mahogany, leather seats. I have many books.
I hope you run for president.
Yeah, and I could talk like that in City Hall. I'm sure it would go over well.
Yes,
exactly right. DC Reeves Anchorman, as long as you wear the mustache. DC, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.